Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman supports what is called a clean bill that would fund the various functions of the federal government, a bill that has been blocked by the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives, and that has led to a shutdown of all non-essential federal agencies. Congressman Huffman warns, however, that the real fight lies ahead when on October 17th, the Federal Reserve hits the debt ceiling.
I wish I knew the exact answer of what it would take to break this paralysis and when it will happen. But I think one key thing to keep in mind is that we have a second round of this hostage taking just around the corner.
Huffman said that the next debt limit fight could be a protracted one, and that could have serious implications.
The Republican leadership has already made it clear that they are going to issue all sorts of demands at that point before they will agree to let us pay our bills. And so we're going to have another big standoff over the possible default on our debt, collapse of our credit rating, you know, all of the implications of that to financial markets and potentially even the economy.
The current federal shutdown was sparked by Republican opposition to funding the Affordable Care Act, a position Huffman regards as reckless hostage-taking by the majority party. There was another major marijuana bust in southern Humboldt. Stephen Walker has more.
The sheriff's office, assisted by various other agencies, served a search warrant on Tuesday at three parcels of property in the Burr Valley area of Bridgeville. Officers located three greenhouses at the site containing 463 growing marijuana plants and 62 pounds of processed marijuana with an estimated value of $525,000. They also found environmental damage, including illegal water diversion from a stream that feeds into Burr Creek. California Fish and Wildlife officials worry that the diversion will cause sediment to flow into the creek, affecting salmon and steelhead spawning areas. Additionally, an environmental scientist with the state detected a prehistoric Native American archaeological site that was damaged by grading and excavation. An archaeologist confirmed the items found were prehistorical Native American. No arrests have been made at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Following nearly 5 years of steep budget cuts, cuts that either limited or closed off new application to schools in the California State University system, the state's latest budget will allow enrollment across the state to grow. Students planning on applying for a state school for the fall 2014 semester have until November 30th to do so. After that date, schools will stop accepting new applications. The CSU system expects to enroll more than 6,000 new students next year as enrollment expands across the state. And Humboldt State University announced on Tuesday that it will produce a five-part video series to air on PBS, along with a two-hour documentary on the state's changing natural environment. The short films will be filmed in Redwood State Park and produced by scientists, educators, and media specialists, and they will be narrated by actress Jane Fonda. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. The Decade of Difference is unleashing the potential of Humboldt County's students, our rising stars. The Rising Stars Foundation funds the County Spelling Bee, Science Fair, Industrial Technology Fair, Stellar Student Awards, and more. Help every student in this county reach for the stars. Donate to the Rising Stars Foundation. Call 707-445-7018 or visit HumboldtRisingStars.org. Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While the majority of residents in the Humboldt community are law-abiding citizens, there is a segment of the population that prefers to cause trouble. Many of these criminals have problems related to alcohol and drug abuse and are frequently arrested with intoxicants in their possession. Outgoing Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum is very familiar with the issue in the city he has served for 55 years. He also knows that these people are usually arrested multiple times.
Thinking of one guy that we've had 500 and some arrests since 95 for drunk. And so, you know, that's a lot of time we spend. A lot of times we have to take him to the hospital. And that's a cost factor and a time issue for the officers.
Harpum went on to describe a new ordinance being developed that will help crack down on criminal activity.
So if we can address the 20, 30 people that are constantly causing us those kind of problems. And this new ordinance that we're developing would do that, because then liquor stores and the places that sell the alcohol, the mini marks and things like that, would not be able to sell to these people without suffering a citation.
Substance abuse is one of the major contributing factors to crime in Eureka. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.